talk as to what it is. I suppose for many years, growing up in a Anglican church, I don't preach. I bring a message. It's just a talk, conversation. Yes! Nice purple robe. Yeah. Red trimming. And gold. Yeah, no. I just right, you remember last week we did Pentecost, because it was Pentecost. We focused on that. And I said during my message that I felt that it would be a two-part series. Because there's so much more. As I spent time reflecting on the passage we looked at, there is so much more that could be said about it in part two to Luke. And as the title suggests, we're not doing part two. Because something happened. Well, something God happened. So this was my last slide. This was the last thing the background. Needing to be equipped. Using an illustration of a mountain. What if it's shown looks like you can hear more of it? And then Rayon spoke about Caleb wanting to be given the mountain. As he was speaking, I found it really hard to follow what Graham was saying. And I remember saying something to the word effect, I need to pray into that. So I didn't know what that illustration that he really gave. And right at the end of the service, John came up to me. Sunday.
believe.
Come for the help. These are not three passages that easily swap together. Right? They don't confirm each other. They don't have the same theme. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God." So here's Caleb looking back at an event that happened, a good bit in the past. He was 40 years old at the time. And Moses had called together the leaders of the 12 tribes. And amongst them was Caleb and Joshua. And asked them to go and explore this land that they were on the cusp of entering and report back what this land was. And they went in, tramped around for 40 days, spying on the land. And they came back. And they came back carrying something. Do you remember what they were carrying?
A bunch of grapes.
It was a large bunch of grapes. It took two men with a great wooden pole to carry this bunch of grapes. I don't know if they were like melons, or whether the branch itself that it was on was so enormous. But they came back with it. It must have looked marvelous. I don't know what they tasted like, but it must have looked marvelous. Joshua and Caleb and 10 other leaders, tribal leaders. The 10, can you remember what they said about got this bounty about the promised land?
bad thing. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's horrible. We're nothing but insects in the eyes of those giants. And even in ourselves, we seem like insects. Caleb and Joshua said, we should go. We should take it. But God is with us. In just a couple of verses, Caleb is imploring the people and uses the word Lord three times. The other leaders didn't mention God at all. We are frightened. You should be frightened. Don't go there. Caleb said, God is with us. We need to trust in God. But as we see in the verse we just read, they caused the hearts of their fellow Israelites to melt. Caleb remains strong and brave. So even though they didn't see it, so on that day, so continuing in this chapter 14, so on that day Moses swore to them, the land on which your feet will walk will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Thank you.
righteousness. Oppression will be far from it. Fear will be far from it. I have a promise. People. God said something to us, and then we reflect on it a week later. Days is a long time to wait for something you really want to happen. 45 years is a really long time for a man. Our community will be transformed. do things in it. They encourage us, They see the abundant blessings flow. So that was the verse that or passage where the brain was talking about. It just came to me, just spoke down to me through the recording. So then John gave me this bit of paper with some verses. You're going to see this on two slides. Go through the first one. For we are not coming as Moses did to a physical mountain with its burning fire, thick clouds of darkness and gloom, with a raging whirlwind. We are not those who are being warned by a jarring blast of a trumpet and a thundering voice, a fearful voice that they begged to be silent. They couldn't handle God's command that said, if so much as an animal approaches the mountain, it is to be stoned to death. The astounding phenomenon Moses witnessed caused him to shudder with fear, and he could only say, I am trembling in terror. So you've got those references to mountain that eventually I began to see a significance. We're not coming to a physical mountain. We. The author of Hebrews was talking to the early church. This is a message for us too. The stuff that went on in the Old Testament that was really relevant and important, God moves through that. If that's not for us, what is it? So this passage goes on. By contrast, we've already come into God in a totally different realm. We've entered the city of the living God, which is the new Jerusalem in heaven. Join the festival gathering of myriads of angels in joyous celebration. And the members of the Church of the Firstborn, all their names have been legally registered as citizens of heaven. And we come before God who judges all, and he lives among the spirits of the righteous, perfect in his minds. And we come to Jesus to establish a new covenant with his blood sprinkled. Love that continues to speak from heaven, but give a better message I stop just continuing that mountain thing? Other translators, if you look at the NIV, translate mountain climb. But it's not, as we saw in those earlier verses, it's not a physical mountain. Mount Zion was a special place. It was a place where with fear and trembling, people met with God. Mostly mountain running scared. Who does?
are times when we don't have the pure heart. There are times when we have other rivals, other things that we focus on. Because if we're not focused on God, we're focused on things that are not of God. I'm not saying that you should only read the Bible. You shouldn't read any other books. And you should watch the Bible. You should go to the Bible. And you should only go to church activities, not any other social activity. But if our minds are not given over, we displace it. Ephesians 1:9.
flooding of the mind. Being experienced. Revelation of his kingdom. The wealth of God gloriously finding us. That is such a wonderful word to pray and declare over yourself and your love. Don't we all want that revelation from God? That's so beautiful. I shared that promise from our God about my children. We're all adults.
Thank you.
particularly painful. Mm-hmm. We came to the conclusion that we think the assistant didn't notice them when she was going through the barrel. So we've got our own bonus ball now. free flower support. Or does God empower us to make the right choice, the right decision? So, we're back. We are empowered to make the right decision. Whether it's a tiny decision, like a couple of quid for it, or the big decision we have to make, God will give us the wisdom. His wisdom. If we're walking in His way, group of people.
followers of your Son. Believers and trust in you. That you would speak to us collectively through those passages about what we need to change, and speak to your church as a whole. Let us take what you designed for us today. Determine that for us. Let us grasp it. Reflect on it. And draw it into our being.